Emotional bites. The building blocks of our emotional world. Ready to explore the fascinating world of emotional bites. You know, those bundles of memories and feelings and values that shape how we experience the world.
It's a bit like our internal operating system, you know, constantly running in the background. It influences our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Exactly. And just like any operating system, those emotional bites can get a little glitchy sometimes, leading us down familiar paths that might not be serving us anymore.
What's fascinating is that these emotional bites aren't static. They're constantly being shaped and reshaped by our experiences, our relationships, and even our biology.
That's true. So for everyone listening, can we explain what emotional bites actually are?
Okay, so picture this. Tiny packets of info, each one carrying an emotional charge. And these bites are constantly moving between the different parts of your mind, the unconscious, subconscious, and the conscious.
So we're not talking about actual physical things, right? More of a way to understand something really complex.
Exactly. It's a metaphor, basically. It helps us visualize how our needs and our values and all our experiences kind of come together to create our feelings and reactions.
So these emotional bites have information about our past, our core needs, our values.
And even things we aren't consciously aware of, really old memories, unresolved issues, things buried deep down, they all add to the emotional weight of these bites.
This is where it gets really interesting for me. These bites aren't just floating around. They're shaping how we see the world, how we react to people, and even how safe we feel.
Absolutely. Our minds are constantly trying to understand what's going on around us and predict what's going to happen next. And these emotional bites, they're key to that whole process.
It's like our minds are making a map of our world, using these emotional bites as, landmarks.
I like that. That's a good way to put it. And the end goal of this mapping, this predicting, is to reach a state of, emotional and psychological safety.
So it's more than just, being happy. It's about feeling secure, understood, we're in control.
Right. Our deepest needs are met, our values make sense, and we have a feeling of, coherence and control in our lives.
Okay, I'm following.
Well, imagine your brain as a giant filing cabinet. Each experience you have gets stored away as an emotional bite, complete with the associated feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations.
So if you had a positive experience, acing a test, that would create an emotional bite associated with feelings of confidence and accomplishment.
Exactly. And those positive bites can be incredibly empowering, boosting our self-esteem and motivating us to take on new challenges. But the flip side is also true. Negative experiences, like being rejected or failing at something, can create emotional bites associated with feelings of fear, sadness, or shame.
And those negative bites can really hold us back, making us hesitant to try new things or believe in ourselves.
That's right. Those negative emotional programs can run in the background, influencing our perceptions and behaviors, even when we're not aware of them.
It's like having a little voice in your head whispering, "Can't do it," or "You're not good enough."
Exactly. And those whispers can be incredibly powerful.
Now, to really get this, we need to look at the different layers of the mind.
Yeah.
The unconscious, the subconscious, and the conscious.
Okay, think of an iceberg, where you only see the tip above water.
Yeah, right. Most of it's hidden underwater.
It's the same with our minds. The conscious mind, where we're aware of our thoughts and feelings, that's just the tip.
And under the surface, we have this whole hidden world of the subconscious and the unconscious.
Exactly. The subconscious, that's where we keep a lot of our learned patterns, beliefs, automatic reactions, It's always filtering incoming emotional info, shaping our gut instincts and habits.
And then the unconscious. That's the deepest level, right? The stuff we might not even remember.
And even though we might not be aware of them, these unconscious experiences can have a huge impact on the emotional bites that pop up.
Wow. So even if we don't remember something from childhood, it can still affect us today through these emotional bites.
Exactly. That's why getting this whole flow of emotional information can unlock some really big insights about ourselves.
Like why some people need certain types of validation more than others, maybe because of how their need for connection was met or not met when they were younger.
Right. Or how being rejected in the past might be influencing our relationships now, even if we don't consciously realize it.
Okay, we've laid some groundwork. We've got these emotional bytes that carry information about our needs, our values, and our experiences. And they're flowing between these different parts of the mind, unconscious, subconscious, and conscious, all to reach emotional and psychological safety. But how does this play out in real life?
Let's bring it back to reality with some real-world examples. Let's see how these emotional bytes show up in our daily lives.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's start with something a lot of people can relate to. Stress at work.
Imagine you're working on a massive project. Deadlines are approaching, the pressure's on, and you're feeling totally overwhelmed.
In that situation, your emotional bytes are probably going haywire, stress, anxiety, maybe even feeling like you're not good enough.
Now, let's say you've also always been a perfectionist, maybe because when you were growing up, your self-worth was tied to your achievements.
So those emotional bytes might be making those feelings of pressure even worse, triggering a fear of failure and a need to prove yourself.
Which could make you work late into the night, neglect your self-care, and get stuck in that stressful cycle.
So the emotional bytes are coming from both the current situation, the demanding project, and from past experiences that have shaped your beliefs and values.
Exactly. And once you understand where those emotional responses are coming from, you can start to develop better ways to handle the stress.
For example, you could start questioning those perfectionistic beliefs, set more realistic expectations, and practice self-compassion, accepting that you're human and you're going to mess up sometimes.
Absolutely. Let's take public speaking, for example. Lots of people get super anxious just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling. Heart racing, palms sweating, wanting to disappear.
Right. Their emotional bytes are going crazy, flooded with memories of being criticized, fears of judgment, and this deep need for approval that might come from their past.
So it's more than just nerves about speaking in front of people. It's about the deeper emotional meaning we give the situation based on our own unique set of emotional bytes.
Exactly. And by understanding those underlying fears, we can start to figure out ways to manage them, like changing our thoughts, practicing self-compassion, or getting support from others.
What about relationships? How do emotional bytes affect how we interact with our partners, friends, and family?
So imagine a child who was constantly ignored growing up, whose need for attention wasn't met. As an adult, their emotional bytes might lead them to look for validation in unhealthy ways, or even sabotage relationships because they're afraid of being abandoned.
So they might be acting out of deep insecurity based on those early experiences, even if they don't consciously connect the dots.
Exactly. And on the other hand, someone who values independence might see a request for help as a threat and react negatively.
So their emotional bytes are filtering that request through their values, making them react in a way that seems kind of out of proportion.
Right. But if they can recognize this pattern, they can learn to see the situation differently and respond in a better way. Maybe they can see their request as a chance to connect with the other person while still staying independent.
These examples really show how powerful these emotional bytes are. It's like they're always influencing our thoughts, feelings, and actions, even if we're not aware of it.
Yeah, it's like this whole hidden world under the surface, controlling how we see things and what we do.
And that hidden world, you know, those emotional bytes are a big part of who we are.
It sounds like understanding these emotional bytes is important for having healthy relationships, but also for growing as a person, right?
Totally. It's about going from just reacting to things to being more aware and having more control, understanding why we feel the way we do. And that why often comes from those deeper parts of our minds, the unconscious and subconscious stuff we were just talking about.
Exactly. The more we know about these processes, the more we can take charge of our emotions and decide how we want to react.
Okay. Let's say you're in a relationship and your partner says something that really bothers you.
Your emotional bites might immediately flood you with feelings of hurt, anger, or defensiveness.
And let's say you've always been sensitive to criticism. Maybe because you were often judged or put down when you were younger.
Your emotional bytes might be interpreting your partner's comment through that past experience, making the negative emotions even stronger and causing you to overreact.
So you might lash out at your partner, shut down emotionally, or fall into other unhealthy communication patterns.
But by understanding how those emotional bytes are working, you can start to separate the current situation from those past hurts.
You can communicate your feelings more clearly and honestly, set healthy boundaries, and work towards building a stronger, more fulfilling relationship.
These are just a couple of examples, but they show how understanding our emotional bytes can give us the power to make better choices in our everyday lives.
Whether it's dealing with stress at work, handling relationship problems, or any other tough situation, Yeah, this framework can really help us understand our own emotional patterns and create a better sense of safety and well-being.
It's about realizing we're not just controlled by our emotions. We can learn to understand them, work with them, and actually use them to help us.
This deep dive has been incredible.
I agree.
Such a fascinating exploration of emotional bites and how they shape us.
This emotional bite idea, even though it's just a metaphor, gives us a really useful framework for understanding how our inner and outer experiences are connected.
It reminds us that our emotions aren't random. They're meaningful signals that can teach us a lot about ourselves and the world around us.
So to wrap up this deep dive, we want you to think about this. What emotional bites are you carrying? What needs and values are driving your reactions? How might becoming more aware of these emotional bites help you create a life that feels more aligned, authentic, and fulfilling?
Emotional bites. May yours always be positive and lead to fulfilling connections.
Beautifully said.
Thank you again to our listeners for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time, stay curious about the emotional bites that shape your inner world.